Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, July 20th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: the vaccine hunt, big week ahead, and China scraps insurer caps. Leading today's news: coronavirus vaccine players are on watch this morning ahead of Phase 1 trial results of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine developed with the University of Oxford, which are set to be released in The Lancet. Reports last week suggested the journal would release positive news. The vaccine is believed to be in one of the most advanced stages of clinical trials. Overnight, the UK secured early access to 90 million doses of vaccines in development by drug makers including Pfizer, BioNTech, and Valneva, while GlaxoSmithKline inked a deal with CureVac to develop mRNA-based vaccines and antibodies. In just 6 months since the coronavirus outbreak, 140 vaccine candidates are in the preclinical trial stage, and 23 have entered the clinical evaluation stage, according to the World Health Organization. In other news, U.S. stock futures have pared almost all overnight losses to trade back at the starting line after shares in Shanghai closed up 3%. Earnings season is set to kick into high gear this week, with Q2 results from Microsoft, Tesla, Intel, and American Airlines, while coronavirus cases continue to rise at an alarming rate. Hotspots are flaring in the country's south and west, though New York City will enter its final phase for reopening. Zoos and botanical gardens can unlock their doors. Sports can restart, without fans. But gyms, museums, and indoor dining will remain closed. It was only 4 days ago that Chinese stocks plunged more than 4% after surprisingly upbeat GDP data, though shares are now looking to make a return. The Shanghai Composite closed up 3.1% overnight after China's regulators raised the limit on how much insurers can invest in equity assets to 45%, bringing fresh money into the stock market. The PBOC also kept prime rates on both its one-year and five-year loans unchanged for the third straight month as the economy continues to recover from the coronavirus crisis. Walt Disney has dramatically cut back on its Facebook advertising spending, The Wall Street Journal reports, marking the latest difficulty for the tech giant as it faces a boycott from companies upset with its handling of hate speech and divisive content. According to research firm Pathmatics, Disney was Facebook's top U.S. advertiser for the first 6 months of 2020, spending $210 million on Facebook ads for Disney Plus in the U.S. The House of Mouse also halted advertising Hulu on Instagram, owned by Facebook. Hulu spent $16 million on Instagram from April 15th to June 30th. Adevinta shares are halted in Oslo on reports that eBay is close to selling its classified ads unit for more than $8 billion, while retaining a stake in the business. It's a surprise boost to a bid from the Norwegian online marketplace, which offered a mix of cash and stock, and lessened the chances Prosus would win the hotly contested auction after its higher all-cash offer was made on the entire unit. A private equity consortium backed by Blackstone, Permira, and Hellman & Friedman has separately been pursuing the division and also offered to let eBay keep a minority stake. eBay is up 1.8% pre-market. Congress begins debating a fifth COVID-19 aid package today as several states in the country's south and west implement fresh lockdown measures to curb the virus. Democrats want to continue enhanced unemployment payments through January, while Republicans have criticized providing that much aid, which runs at $15 billion per week, arguing that it discourages people from returning to work by paying them more to stay at home. President Trump has also suggested that he wouldn't sign a bill without a payroll tax cut, but has backed a new round of stimulus payments for Americans. Negotiations over the EU's 750 billion euro coronavirus stimulus plan appear to be making some headway after 3 days of deadlock. The leaders of the Frugal Four, Austria, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Sweden, say they are now ready to accept 390 billion euros in grants, with talks still ongoing on other elements of the package. failure to come together would raise serious questions about the continued viability of the bloc, officials and experts say, with the summit being framed as a make-or-break moment for the nearly 70 years of European integration. There's also more regional action today as the latest round of talks kick off to define Britain's post-Brexit relationship with the EU. Additional spending will worsen the balance sheets of governments, but it is necessary to prevent things from getting even worse, said Sean Roach, chief economist for Asia-Pacific at S&P Global Ratings. We're seeing some fiscal policymakers think about pulling back some of their measures, or maybe letting them expire without renewing them, and that's quite a dangerous thing to do when demand in the rest of the economy still remains quite suppressed. We hope to see some of those fiscal measures being renewed, pushed forward into the next year. That is going to mean more fiscal easing, but at the moment, there is no alternative. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and Bitcoin are flat. The S&P 500, NASDAQ, and crude oil are in the red, with gold slightly up. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.